Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Sunday, the 9th of March, 2025. Today's topic is Reach for More Than Religion. Our text today is taken from Acts chapter 10 verses 1 through 8. There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian Band. Verse 2. A devout man, and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people, and prayed to God alway. He saw in a vision evidently about the 9th hour of the day an angel of God coming into him, and saying unto him, Cornelius. Verse 4. And when he looked on him, he was afraid, and said, What is it, Lord? And he said unto him, Thy prayers and thine alms are come up for a memorial before God. And now send men to Joppa, and call for one Simon, whose surname is Peter. He lodgeth with one Simon a tanner, whose house is by the seaside. He shall tell thee what thou oughtest to do. And when the angel which spake unto Cornelius was departed, he called two of his household servants, and a devout soldier of them that waited on him continually. Verse 8. And when he had declared all these things unto them, he sent them to Joppa. Our memory verse today is taken from Acts chapter 10 verse 2. A devout man, and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people, and prayed to God always. In his book titled What is Holiness?, William F. Hill's introduction reads, The Holy Spirit breathed on holy men of old who wrote the Holy Bible to teach us how to be holy so that we can go to a holy heaven where holy angels are already worshipping a holy God. To him, holiness is more than religious devotion, passionate praying, and giving of alms to the needy. Our text describes a centurion who was humble, devoted to Jewish ceremonies, fasting and doing services in his natural strength. He had not known the atonement by the blood of Jesus, who says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father, but by me. John chapter 14 verse 6. He earnestly desired to enter the kingdom of God. An angel came to direct him to Peter, who taught him and his family the true gospel. Today, do not wait for any angel. The salvation message has come to you. Own up to your sins, confess them in sincere repentance, believe in Jesus and be saved. Quote for the day. The salvation message has come to you. The challenge for today is your religion acceptable to God? Prayer. Lord, keep me on the path of righteous zeal. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.